gentlemen, the President of America! President Camacho!
Chill, monkey ass down.
Chill out. Shit. I know shit's bad right now with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
I got a solution. You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up?
That's what I thought!
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Faire la chaude avec ses copines, complètement défoncée, vu toutes les bouteilles qu'elle s'enfile. Arrivé à son niveau, j'ai reconnu ta pinko, talon noir et mochino. J'ai reconnu ta pinko. Qui est-ce que je vois cambrer, carré, vip et talon fossile? Seulement pour y accéder, je l'ai vu tenter l'impossible. Siroter les mojitos, se resservir aussitôt. Ramasser tous les bigots, tu vas. pas jeter cette michto. Qui est-ce que je vois danser?
Aucun doute. All right, Reverend.
Episode 211 coming at ya, idiot check.
211, sorry, Reverend.
211 was the... Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I hope that we got some Ice Cube on this episode with that little line in it. 211, sorry, Reverend.
And maybe everybody who doesn't know this, but 311, when they were in high school, their band name was actually 211, and then they graduated, and they thought, we should become 311 now. Little known fact.
So now that they've been a band for 30 years, should they be 411?
I would think so. They're probably on 511 by this time.
I mean, the problem is that 411, then people would want to know a lot of information.
But I'm...
Anyway, the idiots have been in public...
The idiots have taken over? Is that going to be on here?
Well, of course. But, I mean, they've been in public recently violating the lockdown standards. Protesting the government. Just, like, the insanity is, like...
I love it. Like, this whole, like, first wave of, like, hey, let's open up. Everyone come out. Like, come get your haircut, Jimmy the Saint. Like, I'll take care of you, man. Like, you're out of control, bro. And guess what? Like... I don't want to end up like those guys. Like, did you all ever watch Star Trek?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. You remember the guys with the red shirts?
Of course.
Yeah.
Right? They always fucking died, right?
Sam Rockwell from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, dude. Those are the guys going out right now. Like, go. Figure it out.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes. Yeah.
When one of 12 of you come back, tell me how that was. FYI, you guys, DJ Mrs. Gower is struggling vehemently with a beer label sticker. So we had the fortune of acquiring a small button maker, if you will. Okay, so like 2-inch round button makers. Okay, like it cuts the circle for you, and then you put it in the machine, and boom, and it makes the button, right? So we had been playing around and trying different things, and I always take my beer labels off my cans, right? And I put them up on my beer fridge, and I'm about at the point where I'm running out of beer fridge space for labels. And so I just had a bunch of cans kind of sitting on the top, and we didn't know what to do with them. So I take this label maker and we start, boom, start making buttons out of these things, man. And they look fucking badass, dude. Like, seriously, like, imagine like the coolest part of the label art punched out as a button that you can wear. And it just looks awesome. And I don't know, like, I keep wanting to sell them or do something with it, but
the hipsters will eat that shit up. But you're in the hipster capital of California.
I would feel like a huge dick if I made like $1 million off of somebody else's art, right? Like, that's not what art's about. Like, I'm not here to like screw over the artists,
it's
right?
Funny,
like,
you mentioned that.
They made that art. Like, I can't just steal it and use it to make my own thing, right? Like, gotta, Jimmy, as a quasi, you're in the artist world, right? Like, what's your take on that? If I were to say you made the art for a beer label and I cut out a 2-inch circle of that art, maybe somewhat oddly cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And made my own thing out of it, is that paying homage to your art? Is that showing you respect to your art? Or is that me profiteering off of your art? That's a gray ass area, isn't it?
It is. I think there's, if you were to, because you enjoy the artwork that someone has, like what some artist has done for a beer, and you were to try to sell that, at least to that brewery, like, hey, look, we're making this thing. What do you guys think? Do you guys want to buy it? That might, you know, seem like at least you're showing appreciation.
Well,
but also, if you're just like wearing them and stuff, then I think that's definitely an homage or a...
But if I'm putting them up on Etsy saying, like, get these Sierra Nevada beer label buttons, like, that's a dick move, right?
I mean,
technically, that's like copyright violation and all that stuff, unless I do some sort of modification to it, right?
Yeah, if you turn it into, like, Sierra Mountains or, like, or something.
Or I just put, like, a yellow highlighter line across it. Make it different somewhere.
If you said, I love Sierra Nevada, like, you know, if you wrote something, yeah, if you modified it, then I think it's all good.
So, like, as far as, like, you know, I had the kid put together a bunch of ones for, like, his favorite band, right? But I had him, like, do them as, like, we printed out the template, and then he hand-drew it, and then we punched those out, and we're totally going to try and sell those, right? Because that's his own original art, and he can do whatever he wants with that, right? Even it's inspired by it, right? He didn't actually, like, take something that they created. And so... I don't know, but the hard part is like if you want to do something like that and sell it, you want to look as awesome as possible, which means that you want to use the real deal. Like, you don't want to, like, you know, like, if there's this really cool, like the Lagunitas dog, how cool would that look as a button, right? But if I do that, that's Lagunitas's, like, right to own that image, so I can't profit off of that.
I'll just make one point here that, I shot down Matter of Our Mixtape. Because guess what I was doing?
Exploiting the artists. Were you getting CCNRs on your other podcast, dude?
I was exploiting the artist with no profit. So I was out.
So were the artists reaching out and saying, like, you have to cease and desist, or the labels?
No, my
own, like,
personal thought.
Oh, your own personal thought. Okay. I didn't know if you were getting, like, I have a friend who makes, like, stickers and all sorts of stuff that he sells on different, like, Facebook groups, right? And basically it's, you know, he's taking the famous images from different major bands and just doing, like, one slight minor tweak modification. You know, like when you get those knockoff, like, baseball hats or something, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just a bootleg version.
Where it's just this little tweak, and that's why it's not official. Right.
There's one version of that that I found really clever where someone has taken famous directors and their names, but remodifying it to look like kind of band logo. So, like, instead of, like, Danzig, it'll say, you know, Kubrick, or it'll say something slightly different. It'll say somebody else's name, but in that vein. So it's kind of like mixing the two, like what that band represents with a director whose work is very different. But maybe the idea is you're combining their work as a filmmaker and who they are as a director, mixing it with, like, a band. And that's kind of a fun mashup that isn't totally ripping off either, but it's like repackaging. It's like you're saying something new. You're saying that so-and-so is this kind of rock and roll, or, you know, in a way. Like, they're so punk rock because it's like Black Flag. You know, it's like so many people have bitten the Black Flag, like, bars and, like, made it very, you know, just slightly tweaked it to represent something else. But you know that it's Black Flag. So what you're saying is you're equating what Black Flag represents to who that person is or that artist. I like that kind of stuff. Those kind of weird kind of mashups, you know?
Right. And, like, that was one of the things that really drew me to, like, this guy. It's, like, one of the things that, like, I love the most. Like, he took, like, the Grateful Dead imagery, right? Like, that Steal Your Face that everyone so, like, knows, right? But then he took, like, the Dave Matthews Band logo, which is one that I really, you know, I'm a huge Dave Matthews fan, as you guys know, right? Which is known as a fire dancer. And he put that inside of the skull of the Steal Your Face, which, like, no one has ever done before, apparently. And so he's the first guy to do this. But, like, in order to get away with it, he had to make a little tweak or a modification to the way that the Steal Your Face looked, and had to make a little tweak or a modification to the way that the fire dancer was, right? So that they weren't those official images. But to the unsuspecting eye or the untrained eye, no one knows the difference.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Like, where is that line, right? Where is that line between... like showing an artist respect by valuating what they do and giving them, like, you know, not only like respect but profit off of their work, versus knowing that this artist is going to have value, gobbling up a bunch of their work and then waiting for that valuation to come to light and then turning around and profiting off of it, right? Like, yeah. Concert posters are a great example of this, right? Like, a concert poster, you buy it at the concert, and maybe it's $50, $60, whatever it is, right? And depending on the artist that made it, depending on the design, whatever it might be, right? That poster could be worth $200 before you even get it in the fucking tube that they give it to you in. Right? This actually happened to me. There's a like one of the most famous poster artists in the world is named Chuck Sperry. Right? And I went to go see the Black Keys in Oakland, and Chuck Sperry was the poster artist for this concert. And I shit you not, there was people there that bought tickets to this concert that had no intent of actually going to the concert. They bought the tickets to go to the concert so that they could ensure that they got this poster.
Wow. Okay?
So they knew that the cost of the poster plus the cost of the ticket into the concert was still going to be less than the value of the poster the moment that they bought it. So why? What the fuck is that about as far as the artist is concerned, right?
It's cross-promotional. It's helping bring in somebody who might not sell out, gets sold out because it's a tag team, because that artist is actually, it's like cross-promotional. Like, it helps the artist and it helps the musical artist.
Yeah, but if I'm an artist and I know that in the open market, every piece of my art sells for $1,000, but if you go to, say, one of these scheduled events where my art will be released at, you can buy it for $60. And before you walk out the door, it's worth $200.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair to the art. If his art is worth $1,000, he should be charging a fucking... When you get in line, that shit's $600. You know what I mean? Like, because if Picasso was Picasso in his time, you wouldn't get it for $4, right? You get it for $400 because that's what it was worth. And so these artists, a lot of the time, get fucked because they have to sign these agreements with these bands on these big tour deals, and they only get maybe one or two stops out of the shows. And, you know, if they don't sell all of them, then they got to hustle them on their own websites, and or they have to tweak them and make these, you know, speaking of variants, make a bunch of variants, put it on different paper, foil.
All
whatever.
Right, we're going to play more some more music.
Grant doesn't give a fuck about any of this. He's trying to cut us off.
Grant acts like he doesn't love posters and artwork, but we've seen that room he's in.
I know.
We can see it right now. I can see three fucking punk posters from your camera view.
I love how you guys are walking through the yard. All right, we're going to play some more music. Here it comes. Ryan.
In a caravan of treason.
Who wrote the book of love?
Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Underground celebrity giving the hood charity. You need to mess with me so we can get where we need to be. A long way from shell toes and kangos. $1 billion marketplace plus pounds and euros.
$1 billion marketplace plus pounds and euros. Need to mess with me so we can get where we need to be.
You know, you're gonna flip your lid just one time too many with me, Nancy.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Now the transformation of comprehension has gone from a tangible to digital suspension. The game's wired, every shot that's fired corresponds with a switch that's dialed. Make my way past security, surely I bust furiously and still deserve the courtesy. Seen a lot of snakes, fakes and weirdos. How could you air those? Man, I can't even wear those. Man, I can't even wear those. Could you air those? Man, I can't even, won't slow down. Floating off the ground when you hear that sound. Let it all out, now get it in. Feel it like the wind. You can do what you do, but stay who you been. Don't slow down, floating off the ground when you hear that sound. Let it all out, now get it in. Feel it like the wind. You can do what you do, but stay who you been.
where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 Put your stunner shades on. Now gas, brake, dip.
crack dip. Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Let me see you show your grit.
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 Now fierce.
Thanks.
Fierce.
Thanks.
This, those open mind,
those open mind,
those open mind,
those open mind.
Now watch them swing, watch them swing.
Now
watch them swing, watch them swing. Go stupid,
go,
go, go stupid,
go,
go.
Tell me when to go,
tell me when to go,
tell me when to go,
tell me when to go.
Yeah.
them, but the man's been sent him to this. But don't need his fingers to count to ten. He's a renaissance man of the world, he's doing well. He's close to learning how to tie his shoelaces with that L. He's an idiot to mind, he's a clopping pop. He's an idiot to mind, imbecility. He's an idiot to mind, Ivy League retard, making his way to a PhD. He's
Episode 211 coming at ya, the idiot chick.
Check one, check one, check two, check three. I don't know. What were we checking again? I'm a fucking idiot. I forget.
Jimmy the Saint is on the episode, which is amazing.
Hello. Thanks for having me, everybody.
He's a living legend. We've known for 20 years.
So long.
Fucking man.
So many memories.
We knew him before he was a legend.
You guys made me the legend.
That's right. We made you the legend that you are today. Never forget it.
I don't know about that. But we are here doing a crazy Google something. I'm in Chico, Gower's in Sac, and Jimmy's in Pasadena.
Nadina!
Where you at? Where you at? As Tupac would say.
Where are you guys listening out there? Tweet us at Rhyme and Treason. Where are you?
Yeah, tell us where you're at in the world. According to our statistics, Italy, China, Australia, Saudi Arabia are some of our highest.
I believe Macedonia. You guys have really been peaking up in Macedonia, trending.
No. That was Pasadena because you listened.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, like, we've been doing this for over a decade. And I think we're almost to the point, statistics-wise, that, like, Joe Rogan would get in one episode.
Yeah.
I doubt it. About right. I doubt it. I think way short.
If we make the episode about, like, DMT or something, I'm sure he'd show up. Maybe some mushrooms.
Or UFC fighting.
Or if we had, like, Elon Musk smoke DMT on our show.
That would be the best.
I mean, anyway. Since we can't get Elon Musk, we got you. I mean, can we get the Saint to smoke some ayahuasca or something on the show?
I did, just a few minutes ago. It's crazy.
Get in right now.
I was saving it just for this.
Anyway,
I didn't want to tell anybody.
The amount of idiots are multiplying by the second. It sucks. Yeah.
The idiots are taking over.
I know. All of a sudden, I'm feeling faded. Anyway, shout out.
Grant, what are you drinking again, Grant? Green something?
Secret Trail Green Juice.
Sweet. Where is Secret Trail from?
Chico.
Yeah, they're right next door to Sierra Nevada, actually.
I really hope it doesn't go out of business, man.
I've been wondering if there'd be more like microbrews popping up in Chico because of Sierra Nevada, and their reaction to it, I imagine, would be kind of like welcoming because they seem like they're big supporters of it, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
There's eight breweries in Chico.
Remember Butte Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They might be coming back, actually. I read.
Really?
Which is insane.
That would be kind of cool.
Oh, but yeah.
Butte Creek was like the microbrew of microbrews back in the day.
Yeah.
They're trying to come back in all this weirdness.
We're all trying to come back in this weirdness.
Yep, we're all wearing the mask. We're all wearing the fucking PPE. Trying to cope. And,
don't say PP. I gotta pee.
DJ Gower is gonna whiff out his dick on screen. Alright, we need to get this shit done, man. I think we have one more talking segment, but Rhyme.
Jimmy, close us out.
And Streezin.
Rondo the Thirst Mutilator had come to replace water virtually everywhere. Water, the basic component of all life, had been deemed a threat to Brondeau's profit margin. The solution came during the budget crisis of 2330, when the Brondeau Corporation simply bought the FDA and the FCC, enabling them to say, do, and sell anything they wanted. Joe didn't know any of this, but he did see a problem that he might actually be able to solve. With his options running out, Joe took a bold step. He would not get out of the way. This time, he would lead.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondeau stuff.
Sounds got to be a business plan.
The key is dismissed. The mystical powers did exist. The indica, it did exist in my brain. Lord, my God, man, me gone insane. Say, Dr. Dre, them try me easy.
I pop a sheep on the microphone space. Yes, paparazzi, I go wicked and away. Come on, dance with the freestyle. Got sneakers for me feet, you see, dreadlocks for me ball head. Me know, me have to spread young gal booty. And I dance on me rum style.
Business. In a business, we don't wanna eat a business. In a business, we don't wanna eat a business.
the kitchen floor. Everybody starts clapping, shouting for more. So I go and take a piss on my grandma's teeth. Everybody says wide-eyed in disbelief. You're an idiot, that's right, I'm a fucking idiot. I like to act out like a fool, I'm an idiot. At school I like to act like an idiot. People like to laugh, but most think I'm an idiot. If I was a cheetah, I'd run real fast. But I'm not a cheetah, I'm a pain in the ass. I like to drink whiskey, like to smoke grass. Drove into a tree just to see shit crash. Jumped on a stake to be like Mama Cass. I stuck a bottle rocket deep in my ass. I lit the fuse, that's what I call a bum blast. I whack off in a Ferrari so I can come fast. You're an idiot, that's right, I'm a fucking idiot. I like to act out like a fool, I'm an idiot. At school I like to act like an idiot. People like to laugh, but most think I'm an idiot. I went to Botswana to buy some marijuana. Ghetto blaster blast in Africa Bombada. I took the wrong bus and went to Ensenada. So I had a siesta and ate an enchilada. I went to Tahiti, got busted for graffiti. They gave me 40 lashes and now I'm bleeding. Beat me so hard that my hair's receding. They said ching chang cho, but I didn't get the meaning. You're an idiot, that's right, I'm a fucking idiot. I like to act out like a fool, I'm an idiot. At school I like to act like an idiot. People like to laugh, but most think I'm an idiot. You're an idiot, that's right, I'm a fucking idiot. I like to act out like a fool, I'm an idiot. At school I like to act like an idiot. People like to laugh, but most think I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
I know what you want. Then we'll have the living room all to ourselves, you see. We'll put on some great DVDs I picked up. How about like something like The Matrix? I can turn that boombox up and make the bass smack the side on my mom's couch. Yeah! Hey, baby, you like fine cooking? Yeah, 'cause you know what? I got Swanson's dinner in the freezer with your name on it. Check it out. Yeah.
To be an idiot and dip my brain in joy, children laughing at my back with no fear of attack, as much retaliation as a toy. How sweet to be an idiot, how sweet.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.